This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Just noting that Caboose has been disconnected, so I'm assuming someone has a dial out to him well in hand. Okay. Disturbingly small group of diehard sub-team gathered at least at the top of the hour for today's call number 20. Of the SOAC accountability subgroup meeting. If you are only on audio at this stage, would you please make yourself known? Not hearing anybody make themselves known as only being on audio, we will take our attendance, as low as it is at the just after top of the hour, from the Adobe Connect room, but we will note a considerable number of apologies have been sent to the list, and I've asked staff if they take note of all of those. So thank you to those of you who are making today's call in what is obviously a difficult time for many of you. That said, let us move on. I'd ask you to all state your name before you start making interventions. This makes it much easier for transcript and identification of who is saying what on the recording. I will also ask you if you could speak slowly and carefully when you do make your interventions, and remind you all of the standards and codes of conduct, which we as a sub-team of the CCWG I assume should be clearly attending to, just as we do in the CCWG plenary. So with that administrivia over and done with, I'm going to ask, is there anybody who wishes to make any other business or propose changes to the agenda known now? We will call for any other business again at the end of today's meeting. So is there any other business to be raised for us to know about now, and is there anyone who wishes to make any comment on the agenda? Getting silence in response to that, let's move rapidly on to any of the action items from the call number 19 on February 2nd. If someone could please do their best to sort out Caboose's audio issues, that would be greatly appreciated. And if someone could type that thank you, Yvette, doing your best. Thank you very much, Caboose. Hopefully we'll be connected with audio shortly. With the meeting on February 2nd, if you follow the link, you'll find the notes, the action items, the recording, etc. But I'm astonished that the pedants amongst you, ladies and gentlemen, didn't pick up either on my poorly recrafted agenda, where I haven't changed the review of AIs to the correct date, although I did have the correct meeting number for our last agenda, but also the fact that our staff copied that same error into the notes and recordings. And so when you look to the notes and recordings, you'll find it refers to the January 26th meeting, which, of course, was just a little carryover from a small bit of text that was not replaced, but was rather prolongated. So with that, and I'm delighted to see that I believe Caruso is now back into audio, and that we have gained at least one more participant, which is a good thing indeed. Let us ask if there is any updates from anyone who is not part of the, or that is not part of the agenda for today. So is there any updates from any of the activities that anyone's aware of? And all I can say is you and I need to talk about catastrophes. Tom is at least pointing out that there's apostrophe errors, so we need to redline our documentation. We can't have apostrophe errors. That would be a travesty of justice to the English language everywhere. Okay, so with that, I'm not hearing anyone wishing to make any updates. Let's move briskly before we degenerate into parsing and analysis of the English language. Can we move now to our discussion, which will be primarily led by Fazano today, and we should note that amongst the apologies is Tatiana, and Tatiana did an excellent job of stepping up. She was volunteering as opposed to almost being volunteering at last week's call to assist on today's topic for our single topic discussion, which is participation, mechanisms and methodologies. Her work on the document is greatly appreciated, but sadly she is just coming out of a travel situation, if indeed she's even unboarded yet. So we don't have Tatiana to help us go through today's documentation, but we do have our fabulous co-chair, Fazano. We should note Steve is also amongst the apologies for today's call, and as I said, if you don't mind having a quick look at our list, there is quite a number. If there's a little distortion, I'm not sure what we can do about that, other than hope it's not on Fazanay's line. So with that, I will hand over to Fazanay, and if there is a PDF to be loaded up, I'm unaware of it, but over to you, Fazanay, and we'll see how we go with the new documentation.
Thank you, Cheryl. Fazanay Baggy speaking for the record. Yvette, I just sent the Word format of the updated document that we are working on. You can access it through Google Doc as well, but I just sent the Word format to the mailing list. Sorry, I totally forgot about that. If it would be to bring it on the Adobe Room, if not, I'm just gonna go through give you like a little bit of background of what we have done so far and what the group is set to do next. So as you know, we had the questionnaires out and some of the SO and ACs responded to these questions, and then we kind of captured these responses based on a method by which we agreed that we just go through S1AC response, and then, for example, see, like, based on each topic, we see what their approach is, and then come up with a couple of recommendations based on those responses. The first topic that we focused on and Steve drafted was transparency, and these recommendations are these recommendations are on page 4 of the current document, and I'm not going to go through the recommendations. I think we have discussed them before, and we have made changes according to the group suggestions. The other topic that we worked on was outreach, which I followed Steve's method. I went through the responses about outreach, and we came up with a couple of recommendations which are action oriented, and these are draft recommendations. Nothing is set yet, so if the group thinks that there should be more recommendations based on the answers, very welcome to go through the answers and as we have in the document and see what sorts of recommendations you would like to make, and then we can discuss them in the group, and we also made changes as the group discussed last. What Ghana did this week was to work on the responses that related to participation. Following the method, she just went through these the responses of different SONACs and looked at what sort of what hampers participation or what doesn't. I came up with some recommendations, with 4 recommendations to be exact. It's on page 8. All right. Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. It is actually here. Okay. Okay. Now I cannot scroll. Okay. Yeah. And if these recommendations, as you can see, I'm hoping that I could. Okay. Yes. So the one of the recommendations that Tatiana has come up with. I'm sorry, I'm messing this up. Okay, so one of them is that the rules of eligibility and criteria for membership should be clearly outlined in the bylaws of SONACs or their charter or their operating principles. If it is applicable to the SO or the AC, based on their function, the process of application for membership should be clear. She put if applicable there because there are some groups that membership group, then the process of application for membership should be clear. Again, if applicable, there should be a process of appeal when application for membership is rejected. And also, one other recommendation is for any meeting, be closed to members or be it for an open to everyone. The members have to be able to access minutes and recordings. So these are the recommendations Tatiana came up with based on the responses that she extracted from the questionnaire and also and came up with recommendations. That's about it, really, Cheryl. If there are any questions, or if the group thinks that there should be recommendations added, or there should be something clarified, then we are here to make the changes and finalize things. Kavush, your hand is up.
Kavush, we're not hearing you. Can you check your microphone?
Hello. Do you hear me, please?
We hear you now. Go ahead, Kavush.
A little bit. Okay. Is this better now?
Yes, all fine. Go ahead.
Our suggestion is that when Farzan said that we will put these rules in the bylaw, that would be subject to the conditions for modifications of the bylaws and so on and so forth. These rules do not have such a status that be such a rigid situation. So would we thinking that to have something not in the bylaw but in some other form, in an annex, that could be easily changed but not be subject to the strict rules of the change of the bylaw, which I think she meant a standard bylaw, but not the other bylaw. So can we have some think of that? Because the rules may change by the time, and we don't want to put the subject to the rules of modification of the bylaw, it is already approved. Thank you.
Yes, that is a very good point, Carlos, if I have understood you correctly. When we actually say, put it, you mentioned the membership criteria, eligibility criteria in their bylaws, what we really mean is that wherever there is the operating procedure or some kind of a document that the SO and AC has that works based on those rules, then those rules should include the eligibility criteria. It could be, but as you said, so it could be the standard procedure, their procedures, the operational procedures, or the bylaws. But I would say that it can be also in some procedural document that they might have that is easier to modify than the bylaws. So I agree that we don't have to mention just the bylaws. We can also say in their operational procedure or in an annex to the bylaws. Yes, I think that's a very good.
Have I dropped or have we lost? Okay, let's see if it is typing. If we have lost Fazi, obviously we need to make sure her line is still open. And obviously Yvette will be dialing out to her now and getting her back on. So I think we're in general agreement that wherever term bylaw is used, sort of the ICANN bylaw, it's not in fact other than a standard bylaw that would be referred to, but also noting it can be an annex to bylaws or indeed a bylaw, I'm going to have to say in inverted commas, bylaw of, I haven't said that for Tom, I hope you enjoyed that, Tom, bylaw of the SOIC or as many of them use the term, rules of procedure or standard operating procedures. Whilst we're still continuing with getting Fazi back on, is there anyone else who wants to raise a point specific to this aspect of bylaws? If not, we're going to have to continue battling with some of the audio connection issues that Fazi's having because she's only using AC via the computer. To that end, I noted, Caruso, I hope you noted as well, that she was making the edits, according to her note in chat, directly into the Google Doc to reflect your points on this. Whilst we're waiting for Fazi to continue, Cherylyn, and also the record, let us also ask if there anyone else who has any comments, questions or additions they'd like to make to this text on participation.
I'm trying. Can you hear me?
Oh, we have Fazi back. Perfect timing, Fazi. Back to you. I've filibustered as best I can.
Okay, that's good. Okay. So we are at the moment. We really need feedback on these recommendations. Like in general, if you have feedback on transparency or on the outreach recommendations or these participation recommendations, then please let us know either during this meeting or during next week. And because at the moment we also don't have many volunteers that work on these recommendations, and it would be good if we get more people that kind of like with more like a fresh eye, that they can look at the documents and come up with recommendations or make changes to it. So what we are going to do, Cheryl, is because at the moment I don't see anyone giving us feedback, so what we can do is I can say that what kind of issue we can work on for next week. Would that be something that we could talk about?
Fazne, I think you're putting that to the meeting, so how about you ask if there's any objection to that being the work for next week? Perhaps you just want to restate it again.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So what we can work on, one of the questions that that were asked in the questionnaire was whether the SONACs had internal reviews, and if they had that review their accountability related policy and procedures. So what we could do is to work on the responses that we have received and work on this topic for next week. But I also urge everyone to look at other recommendations about other topics that we have come up with already. And if anyone wants to volunteer for collecting the answers, capturing the answers for the question on internal review of accountability mechanisms of SONACs and come up with a set of recommendations, then that would be great. Other than that, I have nothing to add. Thanks.
Thanks, Fazne. So we've got a call for that as a topic for next week. We've also got a call for someone to step up, as Tatiana did last week, to do some of the drafting to the data capture. You've got good templating now that you can operate. You've got what Steve's done, what Fazne's done, what Tatiana's done. So it's not as if you're breaking new ground. So if I could encourage one of you, unfortunately, several of you, the group that are actually in the drafting team who should be carrying the lion's share on this activity are not on today's call. I would prefer not to randomly allocate to one of them. So if it is possible for someone at today's call to step up and do this work, we would greatly appreciate it. She says, hopefully. Okay, so maybe we'll put that to the list and ask if we can find out someone from the list who may be able to step up. But obviously, it is probably time for one of the people who put themselves forward on the drafting team to do so. So if we do that to the list as soon as possible, after the end of this call, we want to make sure whomever comes forward into the job for this week's preparation of materials for next week has plenty of time to do so. So that's an action item on if you don't mind, you guys, to take that to the list, along with the fact that we had our discussion on this matter today, and remind people who can access the Google Doc to do so, and to also note that there are some minor edits done to the text. I am aware that the text wasn't distributed or pushed to the list as we have tried to do in previous weeks. We will do, or actually we have done in previous weeks, we will do our best to make sure that happens next week, but we are merely human and merely volunteering. So with that, Fazi, is there anything else you want to say on our agenda item 3 for today?
No, that's about it. Thank you, Cheryl. Just one more thing on, because we kind of like, these are kind of last steps, I would say, for the first draft. Because if we do internal review of the accountability mechanisms, and then we just look at whether there are mechanisms for challenging the decisions and whether they have formal, informal, unwritten policies. And these are the three aspects that we need to look at, and then you are going to be done. Of course, if people volunteer here and do, we can do it quicker. So I'm saying is that we are kind of like we are getting to the end of the first draft of the document, so it's good progress. I hope that some people volunteer and then we can just get it done. Thank you,
Fazna, Cheryl, for the record. And that's a perfect segue to our next section, because what I was going to raise with you all before we move into our next meetings and future meeting schedule is the desire that we are at a point of completion or near completion of our draft documentation, so it's in a state for a first read-through and discussion at our Copenhagen meeting. That certainly is what we had planned and intended, so if it is at all possible, we should, if we have our meetings. I note there's only two listed in our listing of meetings, at 16 February and 2nd March. Yvette's organising a continuing schedule on the same rotation for weekly meetings right up until Copenhagen. We will need them after Copenhagen as well, but certainly if we can ensure that we continue with the pace and style of work that we're doing at the moment, it would be good to have our document in a near final, if not final state, for the Copenhagen meeting discussion, and we'll be requesting that it is a face-to-face meeting. I'm going to ask, have we lost Yvette? Hopefully not. I'm going to ask Yvette if there is a reason why we're not listing any meeting on the week of the 23rd of February. Is that because it clashes with something else? Because if we consider 23rd of February in, it will, with three primary topics to go, allow us to have a draft hopefully ready for a first read and to be distributed to the CCWG as we do for any plenary meeting with sufficient time, almost, by the skin of its teeth, before we meet in Copenhagen. If you can have a look at that and just see if there's a reason why we've not got anything booked in for the February 23rd date. If it means shifting our timing a little in the rotation, that's fine too. I would prefer it to not be 1300 UTC, but that's because I get weary of being on calls all night. But
whatever is the next rotation. Thanks, Natalie. I know that we do need to have it. We're aiming for a discussion in Copenhagen, so it's important that we try and fit one in. So if there's a plenary meeting at the time of our rotation, that's fine. Just find us whichever time slot is not occupied by the plenary, and if we can book that in. So our next meeting should now read 16 February at 1300 UTC, 24 February at a time yet to be determined. As Cavusa suggested, 0500 is preference to 1300 for him, so if staff could take that into account, please. Then 2nd of March at 0500 UTC, and we will be requesting additional time slots up to, but not necessarily including the week that people will be travelling to Copenhagen. And so that should allow us to have our drafting in good order and text with the CCWG in a way and at the time that will allow for materials to be properly read and digested before our discussion in Copenhagen. So is there any comment or questions that need to go regarding our next meeting and meeting schedule? In that case, we have an action item on Fasnay to update the list and request for someone to step up, preferably someone from the drafting team that has already put themselves forward to contribute, perhaps noting as subtly as you can, Fasnay, the fact that none of them have so far. This is why Fasnay's doing it rather than me. My ability to be supple is somewhat strained at the moment while Australia has unconscionably hot weather. Increases my irritability even more than usual. And the action item upon all of us, of course, is to ensure that we contribute to our list discussions, and we also, if you do have access to the Google Doc, feel free to comment directly on that. Fasnay, Steve and I will do our best to make sure that a document for reference material is out at about the same time from next week's topic at the same time as the agenda. And with that, I believe we are going to ask for any other business. Not hearing anybody and not having any other business noted for today's call. I want to again thank Tatiana for stepping up and doing such a great job with the work in preparation for this week's call. Obviously such a good job that we have gained a huge amount of time back for you all. Perhaps we should see this as a benchmark that we should try and aim for in the future. I note that we are a sadly small group today. I am trusting that we will have more people attending next week's call at a different time, but there did seem to be a number of people who are usually with us who were in travel mode today, so that did make a difference. With that, as ever, I'd like to thank staff, I'd like to thank our terrific team of volunteers, i.e. all of you, and I'd also especially like to thank my co-rapporteur, Fazi, who, as is often the case in these calls, takes the lion's share, along with Steve in many cases, of managing the conversations. I tend to be more traffic cop than anything else in this. So with that, I'm going to give you a good 25 minutes of your live back. And for those of you who are finding this call is in the middle of their night, hopefully that will mean you can get back to a reasonably restful night and have a little bit of catch up on missed sleep. With that, we noticed the 0500 UTC preference from you, because I'm sure staff will do their best to make sure that happens. And I would like to now ask that the call be ended with my final thanks to you one and all. Bye for now.